Yesterday, the issue of the husband, of the shliach, being believed to say he's a shliach, came up in shir. And I was caught a little unprepared. Itaka confused me why the husband is believed. So I'd like today to come back and confuse you as well and tell you, everybody here agreed that we never heard of such a thing. The shliach is not believed. The man cut it. He's a shliach. So I'd like to tell you this Taka Rush that talks about this and to see how we can plug it into yesterday's discussion. The Kitzer, what we were talking about yesterday was this Gemara. Gemara says that if two witnesses bring Shmuel Estrafona, Yester Meshaila, Shnaim Sheviu Get Medina Sayam, what's the deal? Do they have to say Bufanem Nechtavonat? Or Ain't Sri? Do they or don't they have to say b'fenenu nechtav? So he answered, ein tzrichen. You don't have to. Why don't you have to? Why shouldn't you have to say b'fenenu nechtav, b'fenenu nechtav? So Gemara said that lashon ma'ilu yaimu b'fenenu gershem yilei mehem. L'rava nicha? What's the case? That... So the way we learn Pshat in the Gemara is the way Taisus on the Beis Amid Beis, he's taken to our Gemara. He says, we don't assume that a husband will be Mashal and write a get that's Mezuyif. Why would a husband write a get that's Mezuyif? Shalai Lishma, could be he'll make a mistake. Mezuyif? How do you make a mistake with Mezuyif? No matter what, he wants to give her a get, he'll write her a get. He doesn't want to give her a get, he won't write her a get. That will make such a scheme to fool her and hide a false get, we're not chayish for such things. So Mimela, if we know that the husband gave a get to the wife, gave a get to the shliach, so then we assume that it's a kosher get. So if two eidim come and they say we received this get from the husband, so we assume it's not mezuyah. If we're talking now like Rava or the Rabba la'achash lamdu, that you assume it's a good get. Now this is the bottom line nekuda of this Gemara according to every pshat we're going to have. The ikka nekuda of this Gemara, I mean, according to every pshat we're going to have in Taisus and the Rosh and this Mahaloch, that the bottom line of the Gemara is that if a shliach is, if somebody is a shliach, the assumption is that the husband gave non-mezuyah dikashtar. Yeah. The Gemara goes on. It says, "Umayilu yamru b'fneinu gershem ilay mehemen." What's that in that line? Umayilu yamru b'fneinu. What does that mean? What is that coming to say? Umayilu yamru b'fneinu gershem. So we had yesterday two pshatim. The Maram Shif said that the Gemara is coming to prove this point. Shmuel asked, do we assume a husband writes a good get? Or are we chayshish that maybe the husband didn't? That was Shmuel Shalat Rafon. Do we assume the husband gave a good get or don't we? Zot Rafona, of course we assume a husband's a good get. For Haraya, if two Eidim come and they say b'faneinu gershem, is there a case where two Eidim come and they say we saw the husband give the wife a get? Don't we assume it's a kosher get? Of course we do. We always assume it's a kosher get. We never had any b'fanei nechtav when the husband gives the wife, so we assume it's kosher. So you see, when the husband has the get in his hands, you assume it's a kosher get. So the husband has the get in his hands, you assume it's kosher. Who adin? If two witnesses say it was given to us, that's the Maram Shif's pshat in the Gemara. It seems Reb Chaim is this mahalach also that the ma'ilu is not a migul. It's just a raya to what Rav Huna was answering. With some cipher, Mach Ephraim came with another pshat. They said, again, based on the same taisis, that if the husband gives a get, of course it's not mezuyah. These two witnesses are believed to say we're shluchim. They're believed to say we're shluchim, but once they say the husband gave it to us, of course it's kosher. 1 minute, they're saying this about themselves, the Bali Dava. Kozman, they were saying this about the get. They're Edom. Edom always believed. But now that they're saying the husband gave it to us and made a shluchim to give this get, Now they're saying eidus about themselves. You can't say it's about yourself. You're not an eid. You're a bal dava. How are you believed to say this about yourself that you're a shliach? So after Gemara, they have a migul. They have a migul. They could have said, "Not yivu yamu b'fenenu gershim." They in Ratzu, they could have said, if they wanted to lie, they could have said, "We saw the get was given." So they have a migul. Since they have a migul, therefore they're believed. These are the two pshatim in the Gemara. Rav Shif, that's some cipher. Sefer learns it is a migul. The Rav Shif learns it's not a migul. No, because according to Rav Shif, you don't need a migul. Rav Shif says, two Edom, of course they believe, they're Edom. The question is, even after I believe them, the father, the Baal gave it to them. Who says it's kosher? Maybe the Baal gave them a false star. So I'll prove to you that if the Baal gives them, we assume it's kosher. Not Yilu Yarmuth Nehu Gersha, we assume it's kosher. Same thing here. Okay, this is the two pshatim in the Gemara. Now, first thing I'd like is I'd like to see a carbon asana and tell me if he's saying like the some cipher, like the Maram Shif. If you don't mind, turn to the Rush. The Rush is the one who talks about whether somebody's believed to say is a shliach. But before we do the Rush, I just would like to look at carbon asana base. Carbon Asanel, it's a 2.5-line carbon Asanel. It's actually a one-liner because the first half line and a half is the Gemara. He brings our Gemara. See, carbon Asanel based on the first page of the Rush. He says, "V'kamen d'amar ma'im yayinu v'fenenu gersha hachi kamer." Now read the words. Tell me what he means. Hachi kamer. My high time on emanim shnayim debal shalcham. What's he say? May high time on Neamonim Shnayim de Baal Shalcham, Vesulach Hashin Hashem Zayfu. Oh, what do you say? Some cipher? It's Maram Shif. It's a third shot. Both. Both means it's just as ambiguous as the Gemara. What does he say? What is the word mehai taima? Because of this reason, therefore you're believed. But it's not the Maram Shif. Right? When the Gemara says, ma'im yayru b'fenenu gersha. According to the Maram Shif, it's a raya, it's not a reason. According to Maram Shif, this is a raya that if the husband gave it, we assume it's kasha. It's a raya. According to the Chassam Sefer, it's a reason. Why are they believed? They have no nemanis. Are they believed? Because they could have said b'fenei no gersh. No? I'm asking.
Not what?
Nai time and nemanim. But the words may high time and nemanim shnayim de baal shulchan. According to the Maram Shif, you know why two people are believed the baal sent them? You know why they believe? Because they're two Edom. Why they always believe? According to the Sam Sefer, why they believe that they have an ego.
My time, why they believe? Because they have their shulchan, they're always shulchan. And soon, that's the right, they don't.
Right, maybe you're right. To me, it looked very much like this Kerben Asanel was like the Sam Sefer. Right, for most of what I want to discuss today, it's academic. However you want to learn the Kerben Asanel, it looked to me like this Kerben Asanel was longer like the Sam Sefer. Okay, so this is Pshat in the Gemara. Now, let's break away from the Gemara. And let's ask ourselves a question we should have asked on that base. We should have asked this on that base. It took us till yesterday. A man walks in with a get. He says, "I'm a shliach. I come from Chutz Laaretz. I come from Dinas Hayam. I come from very far away. And the husband sent me to give a get." Why is he believed to say that the husband sent him? Well, how come we never asked this question? A man walks in, he says, "I'm a shliach." Mechatesi. Who says you're a shliach? There's one person. One person goes to Dinas Hayam. He says, "Hello, here I am. I have a get to give to the wife." Well, why are you believed? But he's telling you is the shtar may be kasha. Who says you're a shliach to give it? to give them. Like what? I'm saying that I'm a shliach. Eidach or is that what to say is a shliach?
What?
Maybe yes. Maybe he's believed. What? There's no reason to be chayshin him. Is Eidach? What Nemona says he has to say that he's a shliach. What? That what? Taisus on Tapa Gimel Amud Aleph said we want to show Pshat Taisus. Then right, we learned Shiyadu could mean that the fact that they're bringing the star is the idea that they're going to test. You have two choices. The only choice that I heard is different reasons why he's believed. Except for Shimshi was saying maybe Yitak have to prove it. But let's say he's believed. I'm just thinking, well, what would be a reason to believe in Eid Echad? Well, no, maybe it's a Milsa Daviva Lagluyay. Maybe. In the beginning of Hilchas Taruvis, they ask, well, how is one person believed to say, how is a guy believed to say, if you taste something, treifus fell in. And a guy tastes it, he's believed to say, there's no taste of treifus. So why is he believed? The Shach and Taz, right in the beginning of Hilchas Taruvis, they say, hey, a guy has no nemanis. He said, no, it's a milsa David al-Gluyeh. He'll say, it's kosher, it doesn't have the taste, somebody else will eat it, he'll be caught. So you think here maybe it's a milsa David al-Gluyeh? Eidach is believed that the husband's going to come back if he never sent you to give the cat. He's going to come back to his wife. And his wife will be divorced. They'll say, what divorce? We're divorced. And I can still deny it to the Baal. It's not a Muslim people. So why would Eidach be believed? So why did some people say? He said a reason. Everyone's. What? Because of the shtar. So maybe the shtar is made. Shtar can be only made by. I have a shtar in my hands. So since I have a shtar in my hands, what's my shtar doing in my hands? Look, the kodin. The kodin's not shchiach. So if I have a shtar in my hands, that should be the proof. Well, let's say we'll go with such a mahal. If it's not going to have Eide Chassima and it won't be Ksav Yadai,
yes.
Alright, so you have to declare maybe in such a shtar is Takanah believed. Let's say it's a shtar today, let's say a normal get. You're going to tell me he's believed. Now listen very carefully to what I'm going to ask you because this is what the whole rush is based on. Let's say you'll come up with a reason he's believed. You'll come up with this reason. Since he has a shtar in his hands, how did the shtar get to his hands? That's why he's believed. That's a good shot. Okay? He came with a shtar, how did he get the shtar? Must be that it was given to Mishnah. Now I have a problem for you with the whole Mishnah. You just finished telling me in our sugya that a husband doesn't fake shtaris. If I know the husband gave the shtar, I know it's kosher. A husband walks into Bezdin, I don't make him say before they know anything. If he walks in with a get, we assume the husband doesn't fake shtaris. So therefore, our Gemara said that when two witnesses come, you don't need the nechtat, because if two witnesses come, we know the husband gave it to them. The husband giving it is just as good as before I nechtat, before I nechtat. The shver in Cain, when one person comes, if he has an emanis, for whatever reason, that the Baal sent him, so why does he have to say Befanai Nechtav? Once he's believed that the husband sent him, and we have an Umdina that a husband doesn't write false shtaris, so Mamela I know that it's not a Mazuyiftik Ishtar. Even without him saying b'fanai nechtav. Even if he doesn't say the words b'fanai nechtav, I know it's a good shtar. Because he's saying, I'm a shliach. The husband gave it to me. And we just finished saying, the husband doesn't give false shtaris. So obviously it's a good shtar. Why does he have to say the words b'fanai nechtav? What? I'm going now, not on the Shema. I'm going now at Rav. Hey, Rav, that's out Mizuyah. So we have a problem. It comes out that you're going to be stuck no manafshach. If you say he's not believed to say he's a shliach, so you're going to have a problem. So what are you going to do? He's not believed to say he's a shliach, so he's going to have to bring two eidim that he's a shliach. He might as well bring two eidim to on the gap. Or is he going to bring it to? He's going to bring two eidim that he's a shliach. Elamai, he is believed he's a shliach. If he's believed he's a shliach. So Vaita, we have exactly the same problem. If you believe you're a shliach, so then we have an umdina that it's not mezuyif because the husband is not mezayif shtaris. This is the problem that the Rosh is bothered by. What? If he's believed he's a shliach, so then I know it's not a full shtar because we have this assumption that a husband doesn't give false shtaris to a shliach to bring to his wife. It's what? If he's believed that we see, but two witnesses come, since the two witnesses are certainly believed, so then. What? The answer is Taisus. Because Taisla B'Shat Na Gemara, that when two shluchim come, how do we know it's kosher? Because the husband wouldn't give shluchim a full star to bring to his wife. And they're shluchim. So if it's true by two shluchim, it should be two by one. What do I need before I nechtav? I say, I'm a shliach, it's the same kiyam. Exactly the same kiyam. If I say the words, I am a shliach, that's a kiyam. Because we have an umdina that it's a good shtar. They don't have to see nechtav. The husband gave it to me. If you give him an amanus, the husband gave it to him. So. By what? Erecha is better than an umdina. And if the Erecha says I was made a shliach, why is that? Because they still have to come out to an umdina. So Erecha says he gave it to me. And what's he saying now? He says I taka gave it to them, but it was Zayif. So if the Erecha would be better, would turn out better. Think about why the Rosh doesn't say that. I'll tell you what the Rosh does say. The Rosh says that min ha-Torah, a person would not be believed to say a shliach. Taka, a person would not be believed to say a shliach. Part of the takana derabbanan that he's believed to say b'fanai nechtav, which Tosfos says we did to be mekel for agunos, to make it easier for a woman to get a get from Dina Sayyam. Part of that takana was that we desired to make it easier, and we said that an Erechot is believed b'farei nechtav, farei nechtav, and he's believed to say he's a shliach. We gave him that demon. This is part of the takana derabbanan. So before the takana, takan Erechot wouldn't be believed to say. La'achar ha-takana, once Chazal was misakin, then misakin an Erechot could say, I'm a shliach. And an Erecha could say, "Befani nechta, befani nechta." Good. Okay. Good cash. So one second. This is what it says in the Rosh. Okay. The Rosh says that it's all part of the Takana Drabbanan. He says, "Nirali misvara," to say this chat that. So we gave a person two nemanos. So you can ask me now. You can learn the Mishnah. Why is a man believed to say shliach? That's all part of the takana. So the Rosh Hashanah is a Hesber. Why is it part of the Takana? Because otherwise, what's it going to do? It's going to come with a get, and it'll come with a Ksav Shlichus. Ksav Shlichus, typically, when a man sends a Shliach for a get, there's a Ksav Shlichus. There's a star that says that the husband made him a Shliach, it's signed by witnesses. So a man comes, he has a Ksav Shlichus, and he has a get. So the Rosh says, if we're going to force him to be Mekayim, his Ksav Shlichus, to prove he's a Shliach, so it doesn't make sense. You might as well tell him, forget about being Mekayim Yiksav Shlichus, let's just be Mekayim to get. You might as well get the whatever witnesses are going to sign the Ksav Shlichus, they can sign the get. And he can be Mekayim. It makes no sense to say, we're going to let the Shliach say, it's Mefanei Nechtav. But he'll have to do a Kiyum on his Ksav Shlichus. If they have to do a Kiyum, then Ma'ayi L'chacham Mitakanta, but they didn't help us with that Takana. So it must be that as part of the Takana, this was the Takana Drabban. Tachin Divrei HaRosh. In the Lush of the Rosh, a little bit of a problem. If you want, if you have the Rosh in front of you, right near the bracketed Vav of the Karban Nesanel, in the Rosh, Chi Hechi Dehemnu Rabbanan Loimar, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtam, Hemnu Nami Loimar Shabbalos O Shliach. That line I understand very clearly. The Chi Hechi Dehemnu Rabbanan Loimar, Befanei Nechtam, Hemnu Nami Loimar Shabbalos O Shliach. That's very good. Rabbanan said, just like you believed for Befanei Nechtav, so too you believe for this. Kivan shehaget yaitze metachas yadai v'loimotzi bal machishlo. These words he adds. Since the get is yaitze metachas yadai, therefore, why he had to add these words? I know somebody asked me this first day there, I don't know the answer. Why do you have to add, since the get is metachas yadai, it's a proof he's telling the truth. That's a proof, it's a proof without takana d'rabban. Yeah. It's a takana rabbanan kivan shehaget yaitze metachas yadai. I don't know why those words were necessary here in the Rosh. But anyway, the Etzem Rosh is very clear. He says the Shliach is believed. Why? It's kind of the Rabbanan, just like they said before. Nechtav is believed. The same thing they said. Shliach Ani is believed.
Maybe if we start from the other Rabbanan, using this
so why does the Rosh have to add it for?
Because really we're using start from the other Rabbanan. But that alone is not enough.
If we add to that,
the
Rabbanan. Okay. Could be. I don't know that the Rabbanan needed it in order to be able to make it to Kana. But okay. Alright. Ech sheyiyet. This is Adkan Divrei HaRosh. This is the Rosh, so we have a new thing. Rabbanan, when they made the Takana, two part Takana. Farei Nechtan, Befarei Nechtan, Eidach is believed. Harei Nishliach, Eidach is believed. Frek the Maram Shif. And the Korban Nesanel in Ois Hei, he says, Sefer Chedushei Halachis Shenitfas Mechadosh B'Shem HaGoyim Maram Shif. He says that the Maram Shif is the following Kasha on the Rosh. The Rosh learns there were two Takanas. One Takana that he's believed to say, I'm a Shliach, and one Takana that he has to say, B'Fanei Nechta, B'Fanei Nechta. Frekta Rosh, Frekta Maram Shif, who needs both Takanas? Why do I need both Takanas? Let me just stick with the first Takana. I am a Shliach. Once the Rabbanan believe in says a Shliach, we now have an Umdina. The Umdina that if he's a Shliach and the Baal gave him a Shtar, the Chazaka Shabal is not Mizayif. So why do I have to make up this whole thing that he has to say Befanei Nechtav and Befanei Nechtam, and it's going to be a Matbeah Shetavu Chachamim that the Rebbe is going to hold its Ma'akiv Deloshim? Why? Let's just believe him to say Shliach Ani. If he says Shliach Ani, it's an Umdina that the get was a good get. And all my problems are solved. I have an Umdina, it's a good get, and finished. Why do I need more than just to trust him with Shliach Ani? That's the kasha. Why did the Rabban, why would I mistake him more than just to say Shliach Ani? So that could be a reason, what you said before. said before that if the Baal's Ma'arer, one say before I nest up. It should be Kishtani.
Is that right?
It's the Teretz one.
The
Derei say Erechot to say before I nest up is also no good. And it's an Erechot. Either way, Shum Takonas Agunas, we're going to be Mekka with an Erechot. So why do I need an Erechot? Should say before I nest up, before I nest up. Let the Erechot say, Ashliach Ani, that should be good enough.
Part of the Rosh that you just said, it sounds like it could come in that you were part of that, part of that. Without that, we would not believe that you're
why? Why couldn't they just give him the amanus to Shliach Ani?
There's no basis for that. What kind of
hate is why should a person be less believed on Shliach Ani than on Befarai Nechta? He doesn't have.
The whole point is saying that he doesn't have me when he said, I
hear what you're saying. Let's see if that makes sense. Again, the Maram Shif is the cash. Maram Shif is, let's just stick with the Shliach Ani. Who needs Befarai Nechtav? Let's just make a Takana Shliach Ani. And I don't need Befarai Nechtav. So L'chayr, we can answer like the Chassam Sofer. Sofer said that you really need a Migum. He's saying, hey, this is about yourself. So according to the Chassam Sofer, we could say, two witnesses, they have a migu. They say Shliach Ani, I have a migu, I could say Bifnei Megirsha. And Eid Echad has no such migu. Eid Echad can't say Bifnei Megirsha, that Eid Echad's not believed. So maybe that's why, sort of some point of some cipher, that again, that a person can't really say this about himself, Shliach Ani. So maybe according to some cipher will be good. By two witnesses, Shliach Ani is good enough because you have a migul. By one witness, Shliach Ani is not good enough. You don't really have a migul. So Mimela, we require you to say before I know. And why didn't the Maram Shif say the Teretz? Because the answer to some side of Gavshat Nagamar. Right? So it's the Shitasai. Right? Saying it's all takana, they could say that you believe to say about yourself also. All right, but I could understand a little better that they wanted an edus that's not about yourself. How could you say it if you're not the shliach? I don't know. Maybe this is a mahalach to answer it. Maybe it's not a mahalach to answer it. Maybe you need. Okay, maramokim anilach. Let's break it down. This is something to think about. There may be the some sefer maram shif is only some sefer. Then I was thinking that some sefer that carbon sanal is like the chasam sefer. So why did he answer the teretz? But that's not the ikur. The ikur is the rush. Again, carbon sanal. The rush said that's all part of the kind of darabani. You believe say yeshliach. And the Farai Nechtav. Frektam Rav Shif Akasha, if so, just stick with the Takana of Shliach. Oh, so Kamar Sanal brings, he says, the Rav Shif says a few terutzim. Hamachuvish of a Kulan, he says the best terutz of the Rav Shif is that I'd rather force someone to say the Farai Nechtav than Shliach Ani, because a person is afraid to lie and say the Farai Nechtav. The Farai Nechtav, he may be proved wrong. Like Mara Nasha, he's saying this is their signature. Later, maybe proved wrong, maybe it's not their signature. So he'd be more careful to say the truth, if we make him say Befarai Nechtav, then if he says Shliach Ani, he says Shliach Ani. So the Baal said, I didn't make you a Shliach. So he didn't make me a Shliach. He didn't make me a Shliach. So you're a liar, you're a liar. He's not as afraid as to say this is their signature. And now, let's compare the signatures. Let's see if you're telling the truth. So we'd rather make him say Befarai Nechtav, which a person is more nervous about lying than to say just Shliach Ani. Lakoponim, what we come away with is that this is the Kana Drabbanan, that this Bakud is the Kana Drabbanan in Kachem HaDvarim. So I think it's not so confusing. It's pretty glatt. The whole sugya comes out pretty clear now. Our Gemara is saying when two Eidim say we're shluchim, so we assume that it's a good shtar, and everything's klar. I just want to remind you, the way I ended off yesterday, that it could be the whole machlaikis in the safest issue of a person who's considered a baldovet to say this about himself that he's a shliach. But that itself is totally in the chakira, general chakira, about why a person can't say this about himself. If some sefer says you can't say this about yourself that you're a shliach, that makes sense, like the shita of the Ketzais, that a person can't say this about himself because adam karavates al asmai, so you can't say this about yourself. Like in the Sivis, and it's the mashmois of the Shach as well, that a person can't say this about himself only because of a chashach mishaker, only because we're afraid he's lying. So then over here, to say about yourself that you're a shliach, you have nothing to gain, nothing to lose, if it's true, it's not true, there it would be mistaver, not like the Chassam Sofer, but like the Maharam Shif, that a person's belief to say about himself, well, these two Eidim are believed to say about themselves that they're shluchim, and this is a shaila which I'm sure we'll get back to. Why can a person not say this about himself? Why can't you say this? You're walking in the bed, you say something about yourself, why aren't you believed? Is it a gzeres hakasev that other karavets al atzmai? Or is it because of a chashash mishaker, chashash that you're a liar? Nafkamina will be, maybe if you have a migul, say this about yourself with a migul. If you're a karav, a migul won't help you. Chashash mishaker, maybe you will. You have a din edis, only a din baldavar. So, this is a zaitik in which this may be told again. Let's get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now goes through the same shakra vatari as we did before. Gemara says, L'rabba kasha, Hachamer eskin alacha shalamdu, V'yachi chagnami. If it's lacha shalamdu, so tshver and rabba chagnami, that one, what's chagnami? Yahi chadnami. Is it kasha? If it's talking shalom do. But chadnami shouldn't be lach shalom do. Chad shouldn't be before I nechtam. Why? Because what are you afraid of? Shalai l'shma. It's lach shalom do. So. What's the kasha? The kasha, so a number of people asked this question, that Rabba nami is later Rava. What do you mean? Rabba is later to Rava's reason. So lacha shalom do, you still need before I nechtam, because of Rava's reason. Because you have to be mekayim it. So I saw it's someone not gairus yihachi chadnami. Who's the one that's not gairus? I don't know, but I think Aaron has it on the side of his Gemara typed in. Somebody typed in that someone not gairus. It's I don't know who. Doesn't say the who, right? It's like typed in the bottom over there. There's a little clear space in my Gemara. So yes, typed in yesh delay garsino mahu the chadnami. Some of them, that's why, because yihachi chadnami. Anyway, the Gemara says, "Gezeres shemiyaz adavel kukula yachi beitrei nami." If you're afraid, yamadavel kukula by two nights also. Beitrei the ma'isikir to musaf loshchicha, musaf loshchicha legazer beirabanan. Who's going to make two? Isha, the loshchicha. Today, Isha will be a gita mevad sheyas betzricha levan nefanim nechtam. Shalit echolik b'shlichas yachi bal nami. Allah matan yuat. Who asked me? Shavu kiti etzach v'nefan nechtam. Tamay rabbanu tzurich v'nefan nechtam. Dil mosi ba'am ara pasalei. Hashem le biyadei v'ure kamara. After the Gemara, Hashem mikat neg le biyadei v'ure kamara. Like we said yesterday. So the Gemara here did us an easy yamid and repeated what it said before. Repeats it here. Come out word for word. And we go on to the third tashma. So we had two tashmas. We had one tashma. This last tashma was the shneim sheheviyu, and then we had before the case of the what was that isha sheheviyu of Pikesh and Scharish was the first one. And the Gemara Agah brought Hu Atzmei Shehevi and Isha Shehevia, and then Toshma Shneim Shehevia. Okay, Toshma, the last Raya. And maybe Gevin Dina Sayam V'Nosnei Lo V'Loyom Lo Fani Nefani Nechta. So here we're talking already B'Di'evit. Somebody failed to say B'Fani Nechta B'Fani Nechta. In the sky the Chesam of Kosher and Lav Pasim. Havi, and I have fit in exactly the word Havi, Rashi says it means Havi Omer, like you can understand, that Lo Yehutzruch Olai V'Ani Nechla Hachmer Olah Elah HaKol Olah. We don't want to make our problems. We want to make it easier for her. So make it takana, say before I nechta. If you didn't say, then we're not. What?
I didn't
make
the
Rasa,
I didn't
make
the
See, he did say I'm a shliach, and he didn't say before I nechta. What? We believe him as a shliach. But because he's a shliach, we don't automatically make an ansadi that it's a good shtar, because the rabbanu mesakin, they have to say something that's loymar anafshe. Right? We believe him, he's a shliach. Just, so why do rabbanu have to make a takana b'fanei nechtav? So that was the kamer sanal answered, because rabbanu wanted him to have to say something that is umdin a loymar anafshe. Rabbanu giving an eidecha nemanis, so they required that much nemanis. L'Rava Nicha. Why is L'Rava is it good? Why is it good L'Rava? Because he's kind of a summer, you have Kiyum. L'Rava Kosher. So just to avoid confusion, I'm pointing out, the Gemara now is going to L'Rava, we're talking not about Kiyum, even though Rava is like L'Rava, but it's talking about L'Kiyum. So now, what we're going to discuss the rest of today, we're going like Rava, Asla Shema, is Kosher. He didn't say before I left him. Why is it a good get? If so, that's not why. Not makel because they didn't want to be machmel, only be makel. We shouldn't do this to soon. We're doing it because it's already too late. It's already this. And the Gemara chikam. He came alachmel lay. For if make her go out of a by house of a husband, havi lahisruch lefanechta nechta machmel lay lachol lay. So what is the Gemara ending up on the bottom of the Yomid? That if a woman gets married, very important shayla. We have to know what's the din b'di'evit. And a shliach comes from Chutz Laaretz. He brings a get. He neglects to say b'farei nechta b'farei nechta. So what's the din? So yiskayim b'chaisamav kim yinit. Shaloi l'shma. What's Rabbi going to do with the shaloi l'shma? So the Gemara says, what's the din b'di'evit? If it's nisus, what's the din? So Gemara is saying it's good, but 1 minute. Gemara is only saying Allah shalom. We don't know if it's the kind of shalom. Right? Before we turn the page, just to the bottom of this page, it's your shayla. According to Rava and according to Rava. According to Rava, b'di'evet, there was no b'fanei nechtav. What do you do? Iskayim b'chaisama. You have to find a key. Like Rava, b'di'evet. The get was brought in Medina Sayyam. They didn't say Shaloi Lishma. What do you do B'di'evit? So B'di'evit, if she's Nisus, Agamara says Loi Seitze, but that's Lacha Shalomdu. I don't know yet what the din is Kaidim Shalomdu. Right? Lacha Shalomdu wasn't such a terrible takana, everyone knows. But like we said yesterday, the Ramah says nowadays it's like Kaidim Shalomdu. Not everyone knows. So it's not clear from the Gemara yet what's the din. Rava holds. Is this Iskayim b'chaisama? Okay. Maybe you're right. Okay, let's see. So you want to bring a right from Rava to Rava? Okay, let's see. Next, top words on the other days. Tamamai. Tamamai. Now, the way the Girsa, there's Machlok say Rashi places what the Girsa is. Our Girsa follows Rashi. According to Rashi, this is a continuation. Tamamai Dilma Osi Baal Ma'arur Uposalei. What's the reason that the Rabbanan said that we have to do a Kiyum? Because we're afraid the Baal will mess us up. Hashta Baaloi Kamar Anan Nikum V'Naro Lai. I don't understand you. Hashta ba loy kamar marer anan nikam in aralei. The ba was a marer, so we're going to be marer. Well, why should we make trouble? L'chatzila, we wanted to play it safe, even though it's lachash alamdu, right? It's the soul that goes by Rashi. Whole gemara is lachash alamdu. L'chatzila, we want to play it safe. B'di'evet, it's lachash alamdu. We assume it's good, and everything is fine and well. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, Tosfos has a different pshat. And it seems, based on Tosfos Pshat, that there's an enormous nafgamina halacha lemaisa like Rava. Okay, I say halacha lemaisa hesitantly because we really passed in Be'ikr like Rava. But like Rava, there'll be a tremendous nafgamina because according to Rashi, this whole gemara is talking lachash alamdu. Lachash alamdu nisus v'yev rachmanis. According to Rashi, koydim shalamdu. It's mashal we wouldn't be meikel. We wouldn't be. We have no Gemara that says we'd be Mekel. Our old Gemara is La'acha Shalom, do that we're Mekel. Taisvis, tap Taisvis, Rashi Lagarasi Bayasema, the Suma de Milsa, who? Ulari Nira de Shapagaras like. The Ri says it's a good Girsa. Umuki Lahashta Kaidim Shalom, do. And, look at the Ri's chat. We here is coming with a tremendous kula. This place is a big kula. Lorin yira shapagar say mukli asha kaidim shalamdu. The kiva ninisis laiseite. Kiva de lezif lekel mekhus kain bechesama. Lekel lalaz bi alma. Yishalay lishma. Talks about ma'ar capricious le. What does Taisa say? We're dealing now with an important question. We spent this whole first 5 lats. All about b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta, right? We didn't even get to Ilchus Gittin yet. Only this one case. We got into it. Agav, but the ikka was this takana b'fanei nechta. Question is, the rabbanu were very nice. They said do b'fanei nechta. We're going to play it safe for the woman. Mishumigin lekilu. What is b'di'evet? Were they tough and said b'di'evet? If you get married, you have to leave your husband. If there was no b'fanei nechta. Right, your brother made a takana. Is that takana ma'akif? La'acha shalomdu, not ma'akif. That's klar from the Gemara. What about kaidim shalomdu? What about bizman azeh or dina demesnis? Why would be the din bizman azeh? Eidim came and they brought a get and they were in a rush. They ran in. They said, "This is a get. I'm a shliach from Pliny." Let's say one aide came, he said, I'm a shliach from Pliny, and this is the get, Hariat Megureshes, and gives her the get, and he runs away, they forget to do b'fanei nechta. What are we going to do b'di'evet now? What are we going to do b'di'evet? We have two shailos, like Rabba, even if you do kiyum, like Rabba, what's the din? And what happens if you can't do kiyum? What if you can't be mekayim the signatures? Now you're stuck, like Rabba, what's the din? Now bear in mind that min ha-Torah, this would be fine. Because if the Rabbanu would have never started up helping Agunis with b'fanei nechtav, everything would have been fine. The shliach comes, he gives a get. If there'll be an error, we'll have problems. Because man, there's no error, no problem. The question now is, after the tefana of the Rabbanu, did they say it's ma'akiv, or didn't they say it's ma'akiv? What do we see from this Taisus? Be careful before you jump to conclusions. Taisus says the Gemara is going when... Kaidim Shalamdu, which is Bizman Azeh. And what does it say in the Gemara? What does it say in the Gemara? What's the din b'di'evet? Huh? What? Lai Seitzeh. So Taisvis here seems to be doing us a tremendous chesed. Right? B'fanenu nechtav is all the chatchila. But you should know that b'di'evet makes no sense. Hashta. The Baal is not ma'arer. We're going to be ma'arer. So Zok Taisus Kishanisis. Kishanisis, we're not going to make her leave her husband. It's not Ma'akiv. Zok at least Kishanisis. It's not going to be Ma'akiv. We don't make her leave her husband. And everything is fine. And we're talking now like Rabba. Okay? Rashi seems to disagree with this. So Rashi says it's only Acha Shalomdu. Vaitis from Rashi, Kaidim Shalomdu, even Nisis, we make you go out. Dizim b'machloikis here, Rashi and Tosfos, b'di'evet. If you didn't say b'farei nechtav, what is the din? Tosfos holds, even kaidim shalom to his manazet. If you miss this, you don't have to go out. Rashi holds, no, that's la'acha shalomdu. But kaidim shalomdu, you get married, you have to go out. What is this machlokes tolayin? Zokt Reb Nachum. Rashi and Tosfos are l'shitosom from that beis on the beis. What's the chashash of shaloi l'shmolei rabba? According to Tosfos, what was the chashash? Shaloi l'shmolei. The baal bimar. Chashash is the baal bimar. So Tosfos says, now, hash the baal loy kama arer, ananek of an arer. According to Tosfos Shita, the whole chashash of shaloi l'shma was that the baal is going to be ma'ar. So Tosfos says, if so, if the whole chashash of shaloi the baal be ma'ar, so Agamara says, tamam ideal must be baal ma'ar, apostle, hash the baal loy kama arer, ananek of an arer. So therefore, this is no problem. Let us stay married. Rashi disagreed. Rashi held the chashashes were really afraid of shaloi l'shma. We're ba'emis afraid of shaloi l'shma, right? If we're ba'emis afraid of shaloi l'shma, so the words of the Gemara wouldn't make sense. Hashta, the Baal's not ma'ar, we should be ma'ar. Yeah, we should be ma'ar. According to Rashi, we're ba'emis afraid of shaloi l'shma. So loy Rashi, alright, la'acha shalomdu nachinami. But kaidim shalomdu in the ikar takana, we're afraid of shaloi l'shma. If we're afraid of shaloi l'shma, so it's going to be ma'akiv. So Rashi is l'shitasai, Tosfos is l'shitasai. If you hold the chashash is irabal, then Tosfos is right. If the evidence is not ma'akiv, hashtabal loy kama'ar, ananei kama'ar. If you hold like Rashi, the chashash is for a be'emes of shaloi l'shma, so then over here it's ma'akiv. Well, let me get the key. Now I'm talking about Rabba. Zokh Reb Nachum, this shtickle Torah that Rashi tells us, Shitasam, is toloi in yesterday's Chassam Sofer. We said that Rashi is Maida in the Maskana. What changed in the Maskana that Rashi was Maida? So the Reb Nosson Adler had one shot, the Chassam Sofer had one shot. What changed? Reb Nosson Adler said, once Rabba is made to Rava, Gemara said Rabba, Nami is made to Rava. So from now on, Rashi is made to Tosfos. That Damis is not the Irabal. If that's so, then the Reb Nachum says Mashtukul Torah is not Emes, because if Rabba is made to Rava, it's Irabal. So then, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Hashta Balkul Loi Kamara, not Nekam and Arer. It should be even Kaidim Shalomdu. What's the difference? If Rabba is made to Rava, so then he's made to Rava no matter what. However, like the Chassam Sofer's teretz, the Chassam Sofer's teretz was that Rashi's only made it to Tosfos la'acha shalomdu. Kaidim shalomdu, Rashi holds v'chayshish be'emis shaloi l'shma. La'acha shalomdu, so I'm not really afraid of shaloi l'shma. Then I'm afraid for ir rabal. If you learn like the Chassam Sofer's of Reb Nachum, it's not only is that shver, it's even more gishmak. Rashi learns this Gemara is dafka acha shalomdu. Acha shalomdu, Rashi says, the chashash is irabal. Sashtabal le kamara, na nekam in arer. Beautiful. Right? But kaidim shalomdu, there Rashi says, oh, kaidim shalomdu, and this is teitzeh. Then we're be'emes chashash, v'shalai v'shalai. So the Maisa, Reb Nachum speaks all this out, that according to the Chassam Sofer, it's very nice. That Rashi is saying only la'acha shalomdu in this is not a problem. But kaidim shalomdu is a different story. So this is all in Rabba. We still are going to have to figure out what we're going to do like Rava. La'halacha. It's already serious. They come with the shtar, if you get to say b'fanai nechta, b'fanai nechta. And they leave. So we know the din is Yiskayim B'chay Samad. What are we going to do if we can't be B'chayim the signatures? we're going to really be in a very in a big bind. What do you think the din should be with the Eved? What? La Namzer, like the mayor, and the Yamad Aleph. So we're going to have to figure this out tomorrow. The Gemara now, till the two dots, you all learned the Gemara. There's not much to speak out on the Gemara till the two dots. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon and Shoban Levi have another machlokes. So for tomorrow, be prepared to ask the two dots. But first, we have to work out halacha l'maisa. We finished the sugya. If a man came, delivered a get, he forgot to say the farai nechtam. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, I'll tell you now what's going to say. You look at Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't say the funny nechtav, you skayim b'chaysamav. You skayim. What happens if I can't? I didn't find that in Shulchan Aruch it says what to do. Shulchan Aruch says, you better make sure I'm being mekayim b'chaysamav. It doesn't say what to do with the Yevet. So we actually have two Taisus in, the Taisus Kishanissus, the Taisus Tavani on the Beis that talk about it. And it's Hashem, tomorrow we'll try to work it out.